Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whoops. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Busy. This is Sports Daily on KFH.
On your way into work, you want to keep listening to Sports Daily even after you park the car? With the Odyssey app and Odyssey.com, you can. Just download the app or visit Odyssey.com. Search for KFH. Download that Odyssey app today to get started. You can go back and listen to any of the next interview you might miss if you're not with us the entire segment, as we bring in betting insider PJ Glasser, host of Send It In and Inside the Betting Lines on the BetQL app. PJ joining us here on Sports Daily for the first time. Tommy Caster not with you today, PJ. So you've got me, Jacob Albrock, Paul Savage here as well. Welcome into Sports Daily. Glad to have you on board this year.
Yeah, good to be with you guys. Excited to do these hits with you every Thursday and talking college football, NFL. It's actually great timing too, because obviously you guys are in Wichita there in Kansas. So, you know, a lot of Chiefs fans, and I'm a Ravens fan. So I know
making
an impression.
That's it.
So it's the perfect guy to have on the show today to talk about.
Yeah, okay. So we'll add that to the title. Ravens fan, Alabama alumni I see on X. By the way, you can follow PJ at PJ Glasser 9, strike 2. You got the Bama guy. You got a Ravens fan in here. We'll get through it. Look, I'm sure you are as excited as Chiefs fans are today. This game, and we can start right there. What a great game to start the NFL season. I'm having a hard time with the number, personally. It is because I think there are enough questions on both sides of the ball to make this one tricky. It's an opener. Everybody's had all the time to prepare. You're a Ravens fan. What on earth was John Harbaugh doing in the AFC Championship game not running the ball? He doesn't make that mistake twice, does he? What do you got on this one?
Yeah, I mean, we're still all trying to figure that out, right? Kansas City's got such a great secondary last season, and the Ravens play right into that, only giving their running backs the ball 6 times. So with the acquisition of Derrick Henry, you think that's probably not going to happen again. I too, am having a tough time with what to do with the spread in this game, right? 3 is the ultimate key number in sports betting when you're dealing with football. These games between these two teams are normally one possession. They're normally really close. Lamar's got a great record as an underdog against the spread. He's 12-1 against the spread as an underdog. And these coin flip type games where either he's a 3-point dog or he's a 3-point favorite, he's normally really, really good in those kind of games. He's only beaten Mahomes once, obviously, so he doesn't have a good track record against them. But I just don't know what to do with the spread in this game, guys. If anything, I would probably bet Kansas City on the money line. Tough for me to see Mahomes losing back-to-back openers to start the season, obviously losing to Detroit last year. The under is actually my favorite play. Primetime unders, anybody that kind of follows football, follows betting, knows that when we get these Thursday night games, Sunday night games, Monday night games, if you just blindly bet the under, it's extremely profitable. That AFC title game last year was 17-10. We know what a great second half defense the Chiefs are and how it's really tough to score on them. So I kind of see this being like a 20-17 game one way or the other, somewhere in that neighborhood. So the under 47 is going to be my favorite play.
You know, there was a parlay that really caught my attention. There's a parlay that involves both quarterbacks for the Ravens and the Chiefs, and it has to do with Mahomes and Jackson both throwing for, I believe, 240 yards if both of them throw for 240, and both of them rush. Well, no. Jackson rushed for 40 yards, Mahomes for 15 yards. You parlay, and it's a pretty good size payoff. $100 bet pays you off $500-$600, something like that. I was trying to figure all the little ins and outs of that bet. Is that a smart kind of bet in this kind of game? Will both these guys throw for 240, you think, in that neighborhood? And then, of course, for Mahomes to pick up 15, he can do that real easy on a first down conversion, you know, something like that. But 40 yards, is that almost too much for Jackson? Where are you at on that parlay? Because I kind of thought it sounded kind of intriguing.
Yeah, so Lamar's passing prop right now is a 217.5 on BetMGM. Okay. Mahomes is a 270.5, so Mahomes should eclipse that pretty easily. Lamar would be the concern. And again, after what happened in the AFC title game last year, the Ravens, the bread and butter is they love to run the football, as we all know. Guys, I can tell you as a Ravens fan, whenever Baltimore plays against just about every other team in the league, they pretty much always stick to the run. That's their game plan. That's what they center everything around. For whatever reason, whenever they play Kansas City, they just have this idea that like they need to prove that Lamar is as good as a passer as Mahomes, when like we all know that he isn't. Everybody else knows that except the Ravens for whatever reason. It's like just let Lamar beat Lamar in these games against the Chiefs. But for whatever reason, they just try and throw the ball. Obviously, John Harbaugh was under Andy Reid and the coaching staff in Philly, so he's got added incentive always to kind of push the envelope and get even riskier than he normally is whenever he goes up against the Chiefs, too. So I'd probably stay away from the parlay, Paul, just because I don't know if Lamar is going to eclipse 240, but rushing props today for Lamar, I think, is a really good bet. I love his anytime touchdown price at plus 200. I think this is the kind of game, right? Whenever you're going up against the Chiefs, like in the regular season, you kind of want to save yourself from hits and all that sort of thing. But in game one, with the rematch of the AFC title game, I think Lamar would probably be looking to run more than he would in other regular season games. So his rushing props I like today, and for him to find the end zone at plus 200, I like that price as well.
It'll be interesting. We know single game parlays and parlays in general are kind of sucker bets, but they're fun. And for most of us, we don't mind throwing a few dollars at him, and we'll all get the bonuses from the sites today and everything else. So these props become really intriguing. I'm with you. I don't like Lamar's passing prop, but I do like Mahomes' rushing prop. I think it's been one to watch historically for the last 2 or 3 years. And then Derrick Henry's there now. I'm seeing close to even money on 70 yards for Henry, which seems very attainable. I suppose the only concern would be if Harbaugh stays stubborn there, but I like both of those rushing props, both Mahomes and Henry, as we open the season, because I'm with you and I like the under, and it sort of lends itself to that.
I agree with you on both. I like Mahomes rushing a lot. As you guys know, throughout the years in playoff games, Mahomes rushing yards is normally a really good bet. He's an excellent underrated scrambler. And, you know, the Ravens did lose some pieces on their defensive line. They led the league in sacks last season, but they returned most of that production. So I think they'll be able to get a decent pass rush on a very good Kansas City offensive line. I expect Mahomes to have some scrambles. And like you guys said, I mean, he can run for 15 yards on any given play to get a first down. So I like that. Derrick Henry as well. The Ravens are a little thin at running back right now. Justice Hill's number 2 on their depth chart. Keaton Mitchell, who should come back later on in the season, who was great for them when he played last year. He's still out with an injury, but this is why you sign Derrick Henry. This is the games you bring him over for, is to go up against the Chiefs. And he's got a pretty good track record against Kansas City. He's never played, obviously, with the quarterback like Lamar. Whenever Derek was in Tennessee, he was the focal point of every game plan, right? Now you come to Baltimore, and obviously Lamar is the centerpiece of every game plan. So I'm excited to see Derek in the offense with Lamar today, and I think both him and Pat are good guys to look at for the rushing yards.
PJ, you mind if I switch gears to the Dallas Cowboys? Both Jacob and I are both Cowboy fans. We love the Cowboys. Okay. They're my second team. And having gone to school in Texas, you know, you grow to love the Dallas Cowboys. I find it interesting that they're a 2.5-point dog to the Cleveland Browns. I think that's fascinating. And the reason I think that's fascinating is that, you know, now that they have CeeDee Lamb back, it looks like Dak is happy. I mean, he hasn't signed his contract or anything. I'm talking about the extension of his contract. But it doesn't seem like it's affecting his work ethic or what he's doing with his teammates or what he wants to do on the field. And the Cowboys are getting points. Is that just me, or do I think that that's almost a no-brainer? Take Dallas and get points against the Cleveland Browns? What am I missing?
No,
I am missing something.
Yeah, I love Cleveland, guys, in this spot. It's one of my favorite bets of the week. I would just take them on the money line at -135. I wouldn't lay the 2.5 with them. For like the whole summer, this game was a pick 'em, and now as we've gotten closer to kickoff, it's getting closer to -3. As Cowboys fans, though, like you guys know, these are the kinds of games that Dallas just struggles, right? When you get them outdoors, when you get them on natural grass, when you get them against a good defense, against a good team, like that's just the games that they struggle. They didn't win those games at all last season, and they get it to open up the year. Cleveland had a great defense at home last season. I think it's going to be really, really good again. I know Watson is a big question mark if he's even going to play in this game, whether it's going to be him or Jameis Winston. I personally don't think it really matters. I think this is just a fade to Dallas, and this is usually the kind of game where their offense and Dak really, really struggle. So I know a lot of people are down on Dallas this season. I'm not one of those people, but I just think this is a tough game to open up against the season against, because these are the kind of games when you can get them out of Jerry World and you can get them on natural grass and not turf, their offense is usually a completely different team. So I actually like Cleveland. I think they win that game. It's one of my favorite bets of the week.
What else are we looking at Sunday? Because I want to get to Monday Night Football in just a little bit. That's an interesting one to me. But we get a Friday game before we get to Sunday. Eagles-Packers, two teams that could very well be playing for an NFC championship at some point. When I see 2.5 for the Eagles at home, that tells me, right, that the Packers may be on a neutral field slightly favored. I think it's a bounce back year for the Eagles. I'm in on the Packers like everybody else, but I'm feeling a bounce back for the Eagles. -2.5 at home to open the season. That's tight. It's going to be tough.
It is. And again, like you said, both these teams, I think a lot of people are high on both of these teams. Jordan Love, obviously what he did the second half of last season. A lot of people are expecting a bounce back for Philly. We've seen a ton of line movement here in the last couple of days, guys. Again, for much of the summer, the Eagles were like -1. They got up to as high as 3. And when we were getting that key number of 3, I liked Green Bay. Now that it's back down to 2, this game is pretty much a pass for me. I think it's a great game to bet live. And look, I think the Ravens-Chiefs game is a good game to bet live as well. Like, a lot of times people just think they have to bet these numbers right off of the start. Well, if you like Kansas City to win the game, if the Ravens get the ball first, go right down the field and go up 7-0, you're going to get Kansas City a plus money. It's the same thing with these Eagles-Packers game, right? If you like the Eagles, Green Bay gets the ball first. If they go down and even just kick a field goal, it's going to be like a pick 'em, or you could be getting Philly at plus money. So I think, honestly, both of those games are games that I would just sit back and bet live, and hopefully you get like a really good number with any of those teams. And that's the way I'm attacking Green Bay and Philadelphia. You know, the Eagles have to replace both of their coordinators from last season. They got to replace leaders on both sides of the ball with Kelce and Fletcher Cox. And they were one of the worst teams in football in the second half of last season. So I don't know if they've completely fixed that. We'll see. Green Bay, obviously, a lot of expectations coming in. But that game for me, guys, is a game that I would bet live and hope you get a good number with one of those teams.
Jacob, I want to defer my next question to you. I want to let you take it, because my question was also with the Jets and the 49ers on Monday. Jacob, take this question for me.
Yeah, I will, because you brought up a betting live thing that I think is interesting for tonight. Another one of the
the bets that I've been just kind of mulling over in my head tonight is Xavier Worthy as the first touchdown scorer. Now, I don't know. And the reason I think about that is because I envision Patrick Mahomes wanting to show off his shiny new toy. And you know, if he gets the opportunity of maybe taking a shot in that first drive, but maybe they don't get the ball in the first drive. I struggle with this all the time. When you're making a first touchdown bet, because we get bonuses on those, so people like to make them, do you wait to see who gets the ball first? You probably lose a little, you know, you probably lose a little odds there. Is it better to do that, or is it better to take your shot before the game kicks off and get the higher odds?
Yeah, so there are a couple ways. You could either wait until kickoff, but like you said, you probably lose a little bit of juice. You could just bet either the Ravens' first touchdown score or the Chiefs' first touchdown score, but also lose some odds that way. Or you can just roll the dice and bet it like right now before the game starts and try and take a shot. I think Worthy's a good look. Guys, honestly, though, I think it's going to be pretty chalky. I think if it's Kansas City, it's probably going to be Pacheco or it's going to be Kelsey. I think if it's the Ravens, it's going to be Lamar. It's going to be Derek. Maybe it's one of the tight ends, Andrews or Likely. That's the way I see it playing out. I think the Ravens, the way that they match up with Kansas City is going to be really interesting, right? You're going to see a lot of Kyle Hamilton tonight on Kelsey. You're going to see the Ravens' new first-round pick, Nate Wiggins, likely on Kansas City's rookie, Xavier Worthy, who you're just mentioning, Marlon Humphrey likely on Rashee Rice. So there's a lot of fascinating matchups all over the field that I can't wait to watch tonight. But yeah, I think Worthy would be a good long shot. But honestly, guys, I think it's going to be pretty chalky. I think it's probably Pacheco or Kelsey for KC or Derek Lamar, maybe one of the tight ends for Baltimore.
You know, before we say goodbye to you, it has been wonderful. I could go the whole hour with you if you want to know the truth. I'm having so much fun with this interview. But I got to get to college. I got a problem, BJ. Here's my problem. My problem is I don't know what great football teams have had and come and go on the portal and that kind of thing. And when you're this early in the year, how do you make a bet with college teams? Because you may not know what came and went with Rutgers. You may not know what came and went with Ole Miss. You may not know a lot about a lot of teams. How does one go about navigating the world of college football when you really don't know what a team has? Now, you hear things and you hear reports, but you just don't really know, do you?
No, you don't, Paul, and it's a great question, and it's great that you bring this up in week two, because so much of the handicapping in week two, not only in college football, but in the NFL also, is overreaction, right? So many.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The Gel Flex Grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the Gel Flex Grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines Gel Flex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a two-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Touchdown. Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
People are going to bet this week in college football with what they saw out of a team in week one. And that's just not a long-term profitable way to like break down games and bet games. And also you got to beware of letdown spots throughout the season, right? Like Notre Dame's coming off a huge win against Texas A&M. I think Northern Illinois catching four touchdowns this week in South Bend is a really interesting game. But you mentioned like not knowing these teams. I mean, some of the marquee games this week, guys, Texas was only 3-point favorites over the summer. Now, after Michigan struggled against Fresno State and Texas blew out Colorado State, that line's all the way up to 7.5. Same thing with NC State and Tennessee. That line over the summer was 5. Now the Vols are all the way out to 8.5-point favorites. So it's tough betting college football early on in the season because we don't have preseason. And now with the new era of the transfer portal, there's so much unknowns with a lot of these teams. But my advice, a majority of the time, is when you're getting this much value with a lot of these teams, when the summer lines were one thing and now they're like a 4 or 5 point difference, normally back those underdogs. Because again, even after one game, we still don't really have a good idea of how good or bad these teams are. We all thought Florida State was going to bounce back against Boston College. Just turns out the Seminoles don't look like they're going to be very good this season.
Yeah, we'll get you a couple here, PJ. Rapid fire is the teams we follow both inside the top 25. K-State plays Tulane. That line has moved toward Tulane just slightly lately. The Wildcats right now, I see it at laying 9 points on the road. Do you have a play with K-State Tulane?
Tricky game, obviously noon Eastern time kick, 11 a.m. local kick there in New Orleans. Tulane lost their coach this season, guys, Willie Fritz. He's now coaching Houston. So early game like this in the season, I think that's a big advantage for K-State. Obviously, the program that Klieman's built there. I'm big on Avery Johnson this season. I think he's going to be really, really good. I would lay the 9.5 with Kansas State. That could be like an ugly, low-scoring game early, but then I think eventually you start to see the Wildcats pull away late. So I would lay the 9.5 with them.
Yeah, I'm with you on that one. And then the other one, KU. So Illinois apparently has now sold this game out, the first time they've done that in a long time. Kansas has its star quarterback back. He looked fine in the first week, which was a preseason game, essentially. They're laying 5.5 against a Big Ten team on the road. Any plays there you like?
No play for me, guys, but I will say this. I think the side is correlated with the total. If you like Kansas, I would bet the over. If you like Illinois, I would bet the under, right? You guys know Kansas with their offense, they want to score. Illinois wants to grind it out, chew clock, run the football. So no play for me, but if you like the Jayhawks, bet the over. Like the Illini, take the under.
All right. And then one last one. This one comes from one of our viewers here that's watching us on YouTube right now. Austin asks about, and this is good because we wanted to get to this game, Packers-Niners. Your thoughts on that game, because Niners -4 seems real, real good to me. But he wants to know about Aaron Rodgers and a passing prop. I see it at, is getting up there between 225, 250, depending on where you want to take it. But that game in general, and then Rodgers on his prop.
Yeah, so I'll start with Rodgers. Nothing for me on Aaron, right? We haven't seen him in 2 years. He's going up against one of the best defenses in football. It's just, it's tough to really know what he's going to look like. That could create a good betting opportunity because maybe you're getting a discounted price on him. So if you are high on Aaron, then maybe bet him. I would look at Garrett Wilson. Like if Aaron has showed us through the years, when he has a guy, he goes to that guy, whether it's Greg Jennings, whether it's Jordy Nelson, whether it's Davante Adams. When he has his number one, he's going to feed him. He loves Garrett Wilson. So I think Garrett could have a big day. That's the guy I would target in props for the Jets. As for the game, guys, I really like New York in this spot, +4. I like them to win this game outright. To me, this line is very similar to what we saw college football in week one with USC and LSU. LSU opened up as a 6.5-point favorite, just like San Francisco did. This line got as low as 3.5, just like the LSU game did. In sports betting, we call that reverse line movement, when the line moves down, but everybody keeps betting the other side. And a lot of those times, that underdog not only covers, but they win outright. So I think the Jets are very live in that game. Aaron Rodgers is a Bay Area guy. He got hurt in Monday Night Football last year. Like, it just has all the makings. Robert Saleh used to coach with the Niners. Just has all the makings of, like, the Jets winning that game and getting their season jump started. So I like New York quite a bit in that game.
PJ Glasser, host of Send It In and Inside the Betting Lines on BetQL app, which is a great app, by the way, if you don't have it. We've had it, and it's been a part of our betting experience for a few years now. PJ, great start to your hits here on Sports Daily. We appreciate it. We will not wish you well on the game tonight with the Ravens, at least from a fan's perspective, because we'd get run out of town for that. But it'll be a big one. We appreciate it, and let's all just enjoy the start of another NFL season.
Absolutely. Great meeting you guys. Thanks for having me. Look forward to next Thursday. Enjoy the game tonight as well. Can't wait for it to start.
There goes PJ Glasser. By the way, you'll hear that game, Chiefs Radio Network, over on KNSS. Holy cow, Mr. Savage. Wow. It's here. Hey. Here we go. Here. All right, so we'll take a brief. We'll catch our breath. All kinds of great stuff there. If you want to go back and listen to it, you can do that on the Odyssey app. He likes K-State laying the points. I do, too. Let's see what Tim Fitzgerald thinks. Our K-State insider drops by in our next segment. He's going to help us preview that game, dig in a little bit. What has he seen from Tulane? Because I'll be honest, Paul, I haven't watched a second of Tulane football. Did they play in week one? I assume they did. I have no idea. Fitz will know, and he will enlighten us when we return. We'll have some K-State football talk next. Don't go away. Hour number two of Sports Daily coming your way.
In Odyssey Sports Station, this is 97.5 and 1240 KFH. KNS.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
And a minimal salary cap hit. Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too. What,
you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.